If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Week 13 in the National Football League. We are recording this one day later than usual because of Brian's travel schedule, which also means we weren't able to make a pick on the Thursday night game. Although I think I said this on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Steve. By the way, Even Money Podcast, I'm Ross Tucker, former player. He's Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, superstar, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. But anyway, what I was going to say, Steve, is I picked the Lions straight up. So, of course, I was taking them with the 3 points. And that was about as bad of a beat as you can get.
Yeah, it's a lot of money changing hands to Detroit and under, flops to Green Bay and over. And my favorite loss was the Aaron Rodgers total yards passing 272. He finished with 273.
Whoa, that is crazy. I did not realize that. I know we didn't have the chance to talk about it on the podcast. Did you have a play last night that you were recommending?
You know, I did not, because I like Green Bay, and I could see the marketplace like Detroit. The market was right, and that's the second game in a row. If you're a sharp bettor and you got Detroit plus 3.5 and you had Cleveland on Monday night minus 2.5, you're just kicking yourself.
Unbelievable. Maybe the moral of the story is don't bet on Detroit and Cleveland. In terms of the Week 12 recap, Steve, two of our best bets came through. Two of them did not. Kansas City came through for us. Denver came through for us. The Bucks were looking good, but then they went south quickly. And the Titans, we missed by a point. It was the Titans getting 2 points, and they lost by 3. Unbelievable. So overall, though, Steve, we're still in a pretty good place. Give a shout-out, as I do each and every week, to Todd Bergman, who grades us on all of our picks. I'm up 10 units. You are up 9.6. So with 5 weeks to go, we are neck and neck and both a decent amount in the black. That makes it great. We're both decent amount in the black. We're neck and neck. It's perfect. Let's do it, Bri.
All right, let's start off with San Francisco at Chicago. The Bears at minus 7 points in the total, 43, Ross.
Well, I like the Bears in this game. I think they'll end up winning. I don't have enough faith in that team to lay a full 7 points. So I'm going to pass this game. If I was going to lean one way or the other, though, I would lean Chicago and giving those 7 points. But Gabbert has the Niners actually playing decently offensively.
Okay, yeah, Chicago, I agree, is going to go ahead and win this game. I don't want to lay the 7. I'm going to tease them from 7 down to 1, get an extra 6 points. In a 6-point NFL teaser, I need something to tease it with. I'm going to play the Minnesota Vikings from plus 1.5 up to plus 7.5. Have to win both of those to win 2 units on that 2-team teaser.
Steve, the Cincinnati Bengals minus 9.5 points at the Cleveland Browns, 43.5 the total.
Battle of Ohio. Cleveland always plays Cincinnati tough. I know that the Bengals had the 3 primetime games and they had the great win against the Rams. I see this as a complete flat spot. Everyone's making fun of Cleveland, as they should. I like the Browns in the game, plus the 9.5, 2 units.
I am with you wholeheartedly, Steve. I think Austin Davis will play better than people think. I don't think Tyler Eifert plays. I think this is a letdown spot for the Bengals. 9.5 points is a lot. I think the Browns lose the game but keep it close. I'm putting 2 units on the Browns as well.
The best bet.
All right, Ross, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans, Tennessee minus 2.5, and the total, again, 43.5.
Well, on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, straight up, I picked the Titans, but this game was really a toss-up in my mind, and Jacksonville getting 2.5 points in a toss-up. I'll put 1 unit on the Jags getting 2.5.
yeah, I guess Tennessee has to win a game eventually. They've become the Tennessee Jags. Just another good showing for Tennessee. Let us down last week, and they just find ways to keep losing these close games. But I have the two teams rated equally, and I think Tennessee's due. I'm going to pass.
Ross, you're going to be in Buffalo. They are hosting the Houston Texans. Buffalo minus 3 points, 41.5 total.
This line
and
is surprising.
In a loss, looked good, I thought, on offense. Taylor, Watkins playing very, very well in the first half. Defense let them down, but Houston's defense is playing so well. I know Buffalo needs the game like blood. I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Yeah, Sue, for me, I think Houston's going to win the game. I just don't have a lot of faith in the Bills. They're just not consistent. And the thing that I think is trustworthy at this point is the Texans defense. I feel like I can count on that Texans defense to play well. So I'm going to put two units on the Texans, getting those 3 points, two units on the Texans.
Ross, the Miami Dolphins the Dolphins are home, minus four against the Baltimore Ravens, 43.5 points.
Short week for the Ravens. They're on the road again. Matt Schaub is still their quarterback. The Dolphins shook things up again a little bit with firing offensive coordinator Bill Lazor. I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't have enough confidence in the Dolphins to lay four. I think they'll win the game, but I'm not laying four. This could easily be a field goal game. I'm going to pass this game. I'd probably actually lean Baltimore getting the 4 points.
I'm going to play a prop on this game. Matt Schaub is an interception machine. He throws an interception one out of every 20 times he throws the ball. I have to lay minus $1.70 on this prop, but I'm going to bet that Schaub throws an interception, yes, for one unit.
Steve, the Carolina Panthers, the undefeated Carolina Panthers, minus seven at the New Orleans Saints and 49.5 points for the total.
And as a pro bettor, I'm supposed to bet New Orleans here. It's the home dog getting seven against the 11-0 fat, happy, drunk team. But I saw Drew Brees last week, and there's a reason New Orleans couldn't get a touchdown. His out patterns, he's lost his arm strength. I don't know if his rotator cuff injury has come back, but he has no ball speed anymore. Until I see otherwise, I refuse to do it. I pass.
So what jumps out to me about this one is the total, 49.5 is the highest total of the week. The Saints have scored 20 points the last two games. Carolina is not exactly an offensive juggernaut. So I'm putting two units on the under 49.5 in this game. And in fact, this would be a bet that I would make at betdsi.com. One of the original online sports books. It's the one I use. It's the one I recommend you guys use because they give you guys $10 free. The code Tucker10 or Draft10, $10 free. All you have to do is go to betdsi.com. They get A+ sportsbook review rating. They get 16 years, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is $10 free if you use the code Tucker10 or Draft10 at betdsi.com.
Ross, the Seattle Seahawks at the Minnesota Vikings. The total is 42, and it's a pick 'em.
I think this game will be pretty low scoring, but 42 is pretty low. I don't have the guts to go under that. Seattle's playing a little bit better offensively as of late. It's a pick 'em. I think Seattle probably wins the game. So I'm going to lean that direction, but I don't feel good enough to tell you guys to put money on it. I'm passing.
And I'll come in here on the Minnesota teaser that I gave out previously, plus the 1.5. The line went up to 1.5 yesterday, and I will tease them up to plus 7.5 with the Bears.
All right, Steve. Arizona, minus 6 at the St. Louis Rams, 43 the total.
Probably should be betting the Rams here. In fact, I will bet the Rams. I know they beat Arizona earlier in the year, but Arizona, with both the running backs hurt now, you got to wonder if they're going to be able to get enough separation laying 6, and the Rams have always had a history of covering as a dog and do very well in divisional games. I'll take the Rams for one unit.
Yeah, I just can't go there with the way the Rams are playing right now. With the way Foles is playing, I just can't go. Everything you said about the Rams is correct. I can't go there, but I'm also not going to lay 6 points with the Cardinals because you're right. Jeff Fisher's clubs usually, now they didn't against Cincinnati, they didn't against Chicago, but they usually keep games close at a minimum against better opponents. They hang tough, so I'll just pass this game. I guess I would lean Arizona, but not much of a lean.
Ross, the Atlanta Falcons at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay -1.5 in the total, 46.
Well, I think the Bucks win a close game here, so I got to pass this one. 1.5 is not a lot. I just don't know when Atlanta, when Matt Ryan's going to stop throwing these interceptions. If Matt Ryan stops throwing these interceptions and turning the ball over and they get Devontae Freeman back, the Falcons could easily win this game. I just don't have enough confidence yet that the time is now for that to happen.
Yeah, Matt Ryan went from 30 to 40 real quick. I liked Tampa Bay in the game, but there's a trend that if you lose a couple home games in a row where you win the stats and you head to the road and Atlanta's in that situation, you do great against the spread. That'll have me passing the game.
Steve, the New York Jets at the New York Giants. Jets -2 and the total 45.
You know, I was all ready to bet the Jets. The look-ahead line was Jets +2 on this game. The favorite's been flipped. The Jets are laying 2.5. And their quarterback's healthy again. Fitz is healthy. Ivory is healthy. Brandon Marshall is healthy. So the Jets are the Jets again. So I lean that way, but I don't want to buck the four-point line move, even though it was through the pick and it's not as significant. I'm going to pass.
I'm going to put a unit on the Jets. I think they're the better team. I think they're the more talented team. I think they're playing better. I think the Giants are headed for a December swoon right now, the way they looked on Sunday against the Redskins. I'll put one unit on the Jets.
Ross, the Denver Broncos -4 at the San Diego Chargers, 43.5 points total.
I like the Broncos quite a bit in this game. I think the Chargers have very little to play for. You know, everything's talking about L.A. and everything going on there. Their defense has been horrendous. They got their win last week in Jacksonville. I just like the way the Broncos are playing. Maybe this is a comeback to earth game for Osweiler. I can see people making that argument. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to put one unit on Denver laying the points.
Sure seems like Denver should kill them, but there's a trend out there. And maybe I'm spending too much time with these trends, but they have won over the years that when you beat the Super Bowl champion and then you head to the road, it is point spread death because that was the all-in home run game for the team. So that's going to have to keep me from fading San Diego, at least for this week. I pass.
Steve, the Kansas City Chiefs -3 at the Oakland Raiders, 44 the total.
Interesting. This is the only game that my power ratings landed me on a play. For the most part, my power ratings match what Vegas was dealing. But my power ratings say that KC, who's been playing great, should only be laying 1 in this game. So that reluctantly puts me on my least favorite team in the NFL, a team that's cost me more money, I might add, in my betting career than any other team, the Oakland Raiders, who I swore I would never bet on again, +3, 1 unit.
Wow, I like it, though, Steve. Stick with the power rankings, you know what I mean? Have some loyalty to what your power rankings say. You've got a process. You work through the process. If that's what it tells you to do, do it. My power rankings say, no, I'm not betting against the Kansas City Chiefs the way they're playing right now. No, thank you. I'll pass this game. If anything, I would lean the other way, lean the Chiefs.
Ross, the Philadelphia Eagles at the New England Patriots. New England -9.5 and the total 49.
This one's excruciating because I think that even though the Patriots have no football players left that can catch footballs, I still think that they're going to hammer the Eagles. I think the Eagles have sort of closed up shop. It's been bad the last two games. 9.5 is a lot of points to lay, but the Eagles have pretty much laid over and died. I'm only going to put one unit on it, but I'm putting one unit on the Patriots, laying the 9.5.
I agree with your analysis completely. The Eagles remind me of the Philbin Dolphins before the end, where they just refused to play for their coach. And that being the case, boy, I tell you what, if you miss the Ross Tucker podcast next week, I will be all in on Houston against New England because I want to bet against New England, but I can't do it here. I pass.
All right, Steve. Sunday night, Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. The Steelers -7 and the total 48.
Right, and this total is steaming up, and I agree with it completely. Last week, we got there with Pittsburgh, our best bet over, and I'm going to go right back to the well. I think Pittsburgh is a dead nut over team with all of those weapons and a suspect defense that even AARP card-holding member Hasselbeck will be able to exploit over the 48, over the 49 two units.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, you know, it's a pretty convincing argument you made there. I like the Steelers to win the game. I think it's by about a touchdown. I'm not going to go on the over, though. I'm going to pass this game. I'd probably lean under, actually, if I had to make a bet here, but thankfully I don't.
Ross, Monday night, the Washington Redskins are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Redskins -4.5 and the total a low 42.
I'll be taking the Redskins to win the game. I don't know about 4.5 points, though. I'm going to pass this one. Now, you know what? I think the Redskins win. I think the Cowboys realize they're done. No momentum with Castle coming in. I'll put a unit on the Redskins.
It's Monday Night Football. Let's have a best bet. I will put a unit on the Redskins against the Dallas team that might start looking towards getting a really nice draft pick the year in shambles. A couple prop bets because it is Monday Night Football. Dallas, of course, is ground and pound, as is Washington at home. And I expect a very slow start to this game. No score the first 6 minutes, 30 seconds. And I will play the first quarter under 7.5, both for one unit in this game.
Interesting. Best bet.
Yeah, there you go, Bri. Bri, we also have an email question from a sponsor confirmation.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to Ask Ross.
Email address is rtfp@rostucker.com. Just put even money in the subject line, or really just forward me a sponsor confirmation, ross@rostucker.com, any of them. This one comes to us, Steve, from Spencer Wright, who forwarded me a BetDSI confirmation. He either used the code Tucker10 or Draft10. Question for Steve. How do you know balance trusting yourself, your own numbers, and factoring in other respected opinions? Do you have any advice for waffling? I find after several good weeks, I overthink and outsmart myself. Love the podcast. Been a listener since day one. So how do you trust yourself, your own numbers, and don't factor in other respected opinions for people that waffle?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'm a little bit on an island here the way I answer it, because most people would say, trust your instincts, trust what you do. And I would point out, when you're in a casino, Ross, look around. Look at all those people playing the slot machines. They're all trusting their instincts. So instinct alone, unless it's a very, very finely tuned instinct, is not necessarily the only way to go. I would say that there's games that I really, really like, and I meet with other guys, and I consult with them, and if someone else is on the opposite side and he makes a compelling case, hey, I don't need to bet that game. I can pass that game. Ideally, I want to make a bet that I really like, that others really like, and that the market endorses. And the best example one would be this past Monday night, the Cleveland Browns. I got in -2.5 and -$1.45 early in the week, and all of the above was true. Still doesn't mean you win. This can be a tough racket.
Interesting. Yeah, it's. I can see that, though, because you start to doubt yourself. You start to question yourself. It's a good question from Spencer. We can get to more of those each and every week. All you guys have to do is forward us one of those sponsor confirmations. We're both doing pretty well. Up 10, up 9.6. Hopefully we can keep it going. That'll do it for this week's Even Money Podcast. Should be back to regular time next week. Love those emails. Love when you guys give us an iTunes ranking or a comment. That helps spread the word. People know about us with the iTunes algorithm. And it's holiday season, so Amazon order. Take advantage of those Amazon banner ads. There you can even get gift cards for people. Why not? Anyway, hope you guys win some money. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.